It is now time for our reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Today, business reporter Stuart Yurton has the latest on the saga of Abigail Kabana-Nakoa and her trust funds. Is she or isn't she competent to make decisions about her finances? Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Catherine.
So, yeah, this has been a bit of a soap opera because, of what Princess Abigail Kabana-Nakoa hopes to do with her money, and a lot of it was supposed to go to funding Hawaiian programs and things that would help Native Hawaiians.
Well, that's right. And again, that's really the crux of this, I think, from the point of view of the media, is that this is not a regular person with a great amount of wealth who is facing the possibility of a court saying you're not competent to manage your finances. This is someone who's really come out into the public and said, years ago said, I'm going to give a big fortune, at least $215 million to Native Hawaiians and Native Hawaiian causes, set up a trust for that, what it really amounts to an ali'i trust. So the issue is, does Ms. Kabana-Nakoa, many call her Princess Abigail, does she have the capacity to manage her finances? So the court's going to do that. The media, we were asking to be able to see the evidence that was presented to the court in this hearing. Evidence like, how much money does she have now? What's been happening to the money? Has it been dissipated somehow? Has someone somehow gotten some of this money that really should be going to the public and to Native Hawaiians? The court said, Judge Ashford said, no, that's all private. It should be private. And we can't really see that. We can't see the medical evidence. We can't see the financial evidence. So the hearing theoretically will be open, but all that's going to be closed.
So all those records will be sealed?
Yes.
And
that's exactly right.
So when is the next hearing? What's the next step?
So the hearing is in March. And again, it's possible that members of the media will try to appeal, again, try to open this up. So that could be the next step. We haven't seen anything yet. Civil Beat was at the hearing speaking out and saying we think the information should be public. So was the Associated Press and Hawaii News Now. Whether one of these parties decides to challenge the judge's ruling is up to, or we don't know. But that's could be the next step to find out, is that going to be challenged, and are the media organizations going to try to open this up?
Right, and the concern is that she married her partner, and there are folks that had been close to her for many years that were concerned that somehow her partner was having undue influence over her finances.
That's exactly right, and yes, so she married her spouse, Veronica Gale Worth. There was a report a couple of years ago in 2018 that she, Ms. Kabana-Nakoa, tried to make sure that Ms. Worth was going to get something like $40 million to amending the trust. But again, we don't know exactly what's going on, and we could find out if in this hearing. That's why we think it's of public interest, and we in the media have made this argument.
Yeah, it's a shame. It has really become a real soap opera, hasn't it? All right.
Yes.
Well, thanks so much, Stuart. Appreciate you
keeping you
on top of it. That was reporter Stuart Yurton with today's reality check. To read his full story, go to civilbeat.org.